Hello. This is Unboxed. This is Isabel and Emma's show, and today we are going to be discussing Menace to Society, which we watched earlier tonight. We're very excited to just talk about it with you guys. We're going to start off with some music that we chose for the movie, inspired by the movie. I think some of them were on the soundtrack, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So we hope you enjoy. Okay. Okay, sorry, yeah, for the technical difficulties. I don't know, something's going on with the playlist, but we're trying to figure it out right now. But anyway, I guess I could use this time to provide an overview of the movie. And it's kind of like, it's in the guise of like Boys in the Hood, which I haven't seen, but I think that was what I was the movie I was thinking of when I saw this movie on Netflix. But basically it's a similar, you know, theme of growing up in like Compton, Los Angeles, and just like the struggle that young African-American men had just like to survive, and like the you know, street culture and like interactions with police, and just the, yeah, like how these systems make it really, really hard to get out of that life that they know, because it's like just growing up in like such unstable family environments, and yeah, just like getting caught up in, you know, factors that are like above the individual person. And yeah, it was just like, I guess I didn't expect it to end as I thought there would be a little more. I don't want to give away too much in case you haven't seen the movie, but I just thought there'd be something a little more uplifting at the end, but there really wasn't. And but I guess that is kind of the, I guess this is the point this is the story that the director wanted to tell, that sometimes people don't get out of a bad situation. That's all I'm gonna say. Even if there are people who are their support system. And I mean, that goes for any, like anything, not even just, you know, this is like one example, but like, I can, I guess, like, if I were to relate it to, you know, like, to me, like, something that, I guess I think about is, like, there's, like, with, like, mental illness, you know, you can, like, it is really helpful to have a support system, but ultimately, like, it does have to come from you, and it's just, like, sad that there's, you know, some people who do, like, succumb to their illness, even if, like, even if they have, they do have those supports in place, like family and friends. And, yeah. So the main character in the movie, Kane, you see how he grows up. And, yeah, it's just, he graduates high school and, but his parents both have died, like, earlier on in his life. His dad died when he was 10, and his mom died, from, like, drug-related, overdose. And, yeah, it's just, like, and then being brought up by his grandparents, and who are very religious, and it was actually funny because in their living room they literally had a like a Last Supper painting, and yeah, I don't know, I think that it also made me think a lot about my own work with Tuppet, and how, because they show, like, them going to prison, and his friend, like, Purnell, and, Ronnie is, like, Kane's love interest, but she was, the girlfriend of Purnell, who's in Life Without Parole, and just, like, and seeing when they go to visit him, it's, like, the impact that it has on both Ronnie and Kane, and their young son, Anthony, who's like 5 years old. So he was basically born not really knowing his dad and will never know his dad. And I think Ronnie is trying to make Kane into this father figure for Anthony. But she sees how Kane is going down the wrong path and is, like, trying to save him. And that's, she's, like, one of his main supports. And she's, like, the, probably the most likely person in that whole movie to bring him out of this life on the streets that he has grown up with. And it's just, like, the powers of, like, social pressures and, normative influences, to borrow social psych terms, because I'm also taking social psychology this semester, and, to just go back to Tuppet briefly, I mean, I go into a prison every week to teach a class. And, yeah, it's, like, it's definitely interesting to think about the ways in which, like, I don't know their stories, you know, outside of the class, and I don't need to. But it's, like, I don't, like, to what extent was like something that this was their, something like this was maybe their reality. I don't, but again, I don't know. I'm just speculating. And yeah, I just, it's also, it tied in really nicely with the unit that I just did. We were doing early rap, and some of this, there was so much overlap in like song themes. So we listened to Straight Outta Compton, which I included on this playlist. Yeah, so I guess, yeah, I guess without further ado, I've droned on for too long. But anyway, this, it really brought up a lot for me, just from a sociological, political perspective. Just something that I've been really engrossed in this semester. So yeah, I guess I hope you enjoy the music more than you enjoy my voice.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Straight Outta Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. From the gang called Niggas With Attitudes. When I'm called off, I got a sawed off. Squeeze the trigger and bodies are hauled off. You too, boy, if you fuck with me. The police are gonna have to come and get me. Off your ass, that's how I'm going out. For the punk motherfuckers that's showing out. Niggas start to mumble, they wanna rumble. Mix them and cook them in a pot like gumbo. Going off on the motherfucker like that. With a gat, that's pointed at your ass. So give it up smooth. Ain't no telling when I'm down for a jack move. Here's a murder rap to keep you dancing. With a crime record like Charles Manson. AK-47 is a tool. Don't make me act a motherfucking fool. Me and you can go toe to toe, no mate. I'm knocking niggas out the box.
Where you from?
Straight Outta Compton, another crazy ass nigga. When punks I smoke, yo, my rep gets bigger. I'm a bad motherfucker and you know this, but the pussy ass niggas won't show this. But I don't give a fuck, I'ma make my snaps. If not from the records, from jacking across, it's like burglary. The definition is jacking, but when illegally armed, it's called packing. Shoot a motherfucker in a minute. I'll find a good piece of pussy and go up in it. So if you had a show in the front row, I'ma call you a bitch or a dirty ass hoe. Mad like a bitch is supposed to, but that shows me slut junk and pose to a crazy motherfucker from the street. Attitude legit, cause I'm tearing up shit. MC Ren controls are automatic. For any dumb motherfucker, it starts static. Not a right hand, cause I'm a hand itself. Every time I pull an AK off the shelf, the security is maximum, and that's a law. REN spells Ren, but I'm wrong. See, cause I'm the motherfucking villain. The definition is clear, you're the witness of a killing that's taking place without a clue. And once you're on the scope, your ass is through. Look, you might take it as a trip, but a nigga like Ren is on the gangster tip. Straight Outta Compton, Compton, Compton.
Easy is his name and the boys coming.
Straight Outta Compton is a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous motherfucker raising hell. And if I ever get caught, I make bail. See, I don't give a fuck, that's the problem. I see a motherfucking cop, I don't dodge him. But I'm smart, lay low, free for a while. And when I see the punk pass, I smile. To me it's kinda funny, the attitude showing nigga driving. But don't know where the fuck he going, just rolling. Looking for the one they call easy. But here's a flash that never sees me. Ruthless, never seen like a shadow in the dark. Except when I unload, you see a spark. Over hesitation, and hear the scream of the one who got the lead.
shit was dope.
187.4 FM on the dial. It's your main man, DJ.
Come again. One, two. Bring it to the folks. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up,
cause you know we're about to rip shit up.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Two low-death niggas, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand from a young G's perspective. And before me dig on a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man, and at the same time burning her man. Now you know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to get burned while I'm offended. And that's realer than real deal, Holyfield. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. It's like that and like this and like that, Anna. It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. Drake creeped to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm beeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. But I damn near got caught, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You never been on a ride like this before, with a producer who can rap and control the maestro. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick, you know and I know I flow some old funky shit. To add to my collection, the selection symbolizes dope. Take a toke but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this, and it's like that and like this and like that, and it's like this.
And who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode. On that ass, what a hell of a gangster lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard greens. It's the capital S-O, yes, I'm fresh and double O-P. D-O-double-G-Y-D-O-double-G, you see. Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimping hoes and clocking a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for some motherfucking G shit.
Hell yeah.
So Dre,
what up, dog?
Gotta give them what they want.
What's that, G?
We gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumping.
City of Compton is where it takes place, so when I show attention, mobbing like a motherfucker, but I ain't lynching. Dropping the funky shit that's making the sucker niggas mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close and your ass will get smacked. My motherfucking homie Doggy Dogg has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I talk. But I'm never off, always on till the break of dawn. See you when PTO went in the city they call Long Beach. Putting the shit together like my nigga DOC. No one can do it better
like this, that, and this, and it's like that and like this and like that, and it's like this.
Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode.
like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dangle. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Said, Daddy, I don't wanna go to school, cause the teacher's a jerk, he must think I'm a fool. And all the kids smoke reefer, I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie, and run with the creeps. Cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song, cause deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers. Driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you wanna grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got
got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, man.
What's up, cool?
Yo, what's up, money?
Yo.
Hey, where's Bill and Raheem, man?
They upstairs cooling out.
So what's up for tonight, yo?
Yo, we can go down to Fever, man.
Go check out Junebug, man.
Hey, yo, you know that girl Betty?
Yeah, man.
My mom's got balls, man.
Not
what?
Again, man.
She got hurt.
What just happened? What the hell?
Fire, freeze. Don't nobody move nothing. Y'all
what
know what this is. Get him up.
What?
Get him up.
Yo, man, we down with
right
Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Grandmaster Flash, what is that, a gang?
No.
Just
man.
Shut up. Hey, shut up. I don't want to hear your mouth. Shut up.
Officer, what's the problem?
Ain't no beautiful problem. That's the problem.
Yo, you ain't got to push it, man.
Get in the car. Get in the car.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello. We were having some technical difficulties. It's hard to operate a soundboard at 2:30 in the morning, but we figured it out. I just wanted to say, because I wanted to jump in when Isabel was talking about Boys in the Hood earlier. This was actually released in the same year. And the directors went to see Boys in the Hood because they were worried that it was going to be really similar to this movie. But then they saw it and they weren't worried, because that movie has a very different tone, even though it's about like similar things.
Okay.
Just because this has a very nihilistic tone. I don't know. Not a lot of good things happen, but I guess that's definitely... I guess, like, they were going for more of, like, the reality of it, without rose-tinted glasses. It was also the film debut of Jada Pinkett Smith. Fun story, fun fact. I don't know. I thought the movie was good. I really liked the shots, honestly. Like, there was one that I really liked. They were all at, like, a picnic in a park, and like the camera is kind of like moving the whole time. It keeps like the dynamics of the scene sort of pumping forward. There's a lot of just like dialogue between different people, and I don't know, it's interesting how the story like carries through that, as opposed to there's like small bursts of action. It's not usually like drawn out action sequences. It's like a small burst of action and then people like reacting to like the consequences of that, which I thought was kind of an interesting way of framing it. But I think it's time for our PSA. Isabel, can you hand me the beautiful big binder?
You wanna do it?
This time, numbers to think about. Worldwide prison populations. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. This has been Numbers to Think About, a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yes, Numbers to Think About. I don't know. I kind of got lost in all the numbers, but all I know is that they were bad statistics. I guess we'll get into a little bit more music inspired from the movie, a reminder, which was A Menace to Society. Just a good movie I definitely would recommend. We'll be back to talk a little bit more about it later.
What money got to do with it? When I don't know the full definition of a rap image. I'm trapped inside the ghetto and I ain't proud to admit it. Institutional lies, I keep running back for a visit. Hold up. Get it back. I said I'm trapped inside the ghetto and I ain't proud to admit it. Institutional lies, I can still kill me a nigga. So what?
If I was the president, I'd pay my mama's rent. Free my my Chevy doors, lay in the White House, and yeah, Lord, whoever thought, Master, take the chains off me.
A box of chocolate, quid pro quo, something for something, that's the obvious. Oh shit, flow so sick, don't you swallow it. Biting my style, your salmonella poison positive. I can just alleviate the rap industry politics. Milk the game up, never lactose intolerant. The last remainder of real shit, you know the obvious. Me, scholarship, no streets, put me through colleges. Be all you can be, true, but the problem is a dream, only a dream. If work, don't follow it. Remind me of the homies that used to know me, now follow this. I tell you my hypothesis, I'm probably just way too loyal. K-Dizzle would do it for you. My niggas think I'm a god. Truthfully, all of them spoil you. Usually you're never charged, but something came over you once I took you to them fucking BET Awards. You're looking at artists like they're harvests. So many rollies around you and you want all of them. Somebody told me you thinking about snatching jury. I should've listened what my grandmama said to me.
Shit don't change until you get up and wash your ass, nigga. Shit don't change until you get up and wash your ass. Boy, shit don't change until you get up and wash your ass, nigga. Oh, now, slow down.
Once upon a time in this city so divine called Westside Compton, stood a little nigga, he was 5 foot something. God bless the kid, took his homie to the show and this is what they said.
What the fuck am I supposed to do when I'm looking at walking licks? The constant big money talk by the mention in foreign whips. The profit jets and passport, presidential glass for gold bottles, gold models, giving up the ass for Instagram flick, sucking dick, fuck is this? One more sucker waving with a fleshy wrist. My defense mechanism tell me to get him quickly because he got it. It's a recession, then why the fuck he ain't king of diamonds? No more living, boy, meet my 4-4. When I see him with the per diem on the floor. Now Kendrick know they your co-workers, but this gon' take a lot for this pistol go cold turkey. Now I can watch his watch on the TV and be okay. But see, I'm on the clock, want that watch landing in LA. Remember, steal from the rich and giving it back to the poor. Well, that's me at these awards.
I guess my grandmama was warning the boy, she said.
Shit don't change until you get up and wash your ass, nigga. Shit don't change until you get up and wash your ass. Boy, shit don't change until you get up and wash your ass, nigga. Oh, now, slow down.
Once upon a time in this city so divine called Westside Compton, there stood a little nigga, he was 5 foot something. Dazed and confused, talented but still under the neighborhood rules. You could take your boy out the hood, but you can't take the hood off the homie. Took his show money, stashed it in the Mosey Wosey. Hollywood's nervous, fuck you, good night, thank you much for your service.
Thank you.
love and happiness. Yeah, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone. Yeah. Oh, baby. Love and happiness. Love and happiness.
So That last song, Love and Happiness by Al Green, was actually from the soundtrack of the movie, which, again, was Menace to Society. Another interesting fact about the movie was that it was actually... we're just talking about cueing Mad City by Kendrick because MC8 is on it. But that character was actually supposed to be played by Tupac. But then he got in a fight, like a physical fight, with the producer, like with the directors. And that ended up not happening. He actually went to jail for like 15 days because they got in a physical altercation. But then we were also talking about how this movie, at least in like a lot of the beats that it has, took its like inspiration from Goodfellas. Because they were kind of trying to reimagine like the American gangster film, but like through an entirely different lens.
Yeah, and just thinking about the ways in which these like mafia, you know, mafia is so like glamorized, and it's just, even though they're doing very like similar things, like actions, you know, there's, you know, this just racialized way of talking about organized crime that's still very apparent to this day. I went to an MFA exhibit today about the Life magazine, and there was a room in which an artist who basically annotated over New York Times, like huge blow-ups of New York Times newspapers from, you know, very recent current events like 2014 to 2017, and then also just the contextualizing it with like how these things led to the insurrection in 2021. And there was one about the Proud Boys and the leader of the Proud Boys and the ways in which he's not called a gang leader. He's called, like, just, I think in the New York Times article, he's just, you know, called like a far right figure. But they never call the Proud Boys a gang. They call it a far right group. And to me, that's just really interesting, because I don't know, it just really speaks to the ways in which we still continue to mishandle race, and that racism is still very, very much present. And the artist was named Alexandra Bell. And yeah, it just, I mean, that exhibit in general had a really large, I guess, effect on me, just my interest in photography and the ways in which images and I mean films, which is what our show is about, how it can have such an impact on, you know, conveying information. Yeah,
totally. I mean, I've also just finished season one of The Wire, which I thought had a lot of different like beats that kind of lined up with the movie that we just watched. Just like, again, like reevaluating the criminal justice system and how it has not served people. And just also these like perpetual cycles that exist within groups, because I mean at the end of the day you're probably gonna do what you've been raised to do. I don't know. Lots of thoughts. Did you have a favorite scene?
I I'll stall a little bit to just say that I don't know. I did find myself laughing, though, in parts, which is like there was still some, even in such a, you know, a harsh situation, there wasn't a lot of happiness, but I don't know. I still found parts funny and just like, I think just like, it's like a story that needs to be told, I think is the point. Like, I don't know if you come away with any like uplifting messages, but it's regardless, like, and also just how the protagonist you don't really know from, you know, scene to scene, the viewer kind of has to figure out whether he is like a, you know, a victim or a villain. Like, it's very unclear, but you hear the innocence in his voice because it's through a lot of narration, Kane's narration of what happened and what was going on. And, but I'm trying to think of a favorite.
Well, you do. I mean, I just think that, like, it's interesting also that his name is Kane.
I know. I was thinking Cain and Abel.
Well, yeah, I think that that's kind of intentional.
Yeah.
Maybe that, like, cursed by nature. Cursed by God, in that sense, to kill. You know, I think that they were hinting at that. They were talking about lots of Bible stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because the like I was saying, the grandpa was very religious and was trying to imbibe some of that onto him and his friend Kevin, who. Yeah, was even less interested. Was really he just wanted to pick fights. Like it yeah. was just yeah. Even as Kane in his narration described him, it was like America's worst nightmare.
Well,
because young black and doesn't care. We can't.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to say my favorite scene was the picnic scene. Just because those ribs looked really good.
Oh.
And I thought it was kind of funny when they were all fighting over the ribs.
Yeah. Well, that's why, yeah, there were, like, funny parts to it. I don't know. I don't know if this was, like, a scene that, but, like, it's not like a scene in the classic sense, like my favorite scene, but I did like how they mirrored Kane, because they don't start off, like the first scene is current, but then they do go back to when Kane is a young boy and he's living in the environment of, you know, his parents doing drugs and he watches his father just shoot someone in cold blood, essentially, just because the guy was not giving him his money and was insulting him, but he just, you know, pulled out his gun and shot the guy, and, you know, this little boy, like, was watching all this unfold and learning about street life at a very, very young age, in his living room. And then mirroring that with, Ronnie Purnell's son, Anthony, who's five, like, that was kind of, like, him coming out when they're having a party and, you know, just, it was a going away party because, well, I don't want to spoil it. Now I'm just
You're
saying
getting
that.
Too much
into I'm giving it. Too much, but anyway, just the mirror of Kane and Anthony of a similar, like, you see how, like, these very early memories when, like, you don't, you know, like, children pick up on things and, like, just kind of seeing the, like, the tragic, like, just fading away of innocence at such like a young age. I don't know, just the parallel was very striking to me, that the through line. And I think that Anthony and Kane's relationship in general was something that I really enjoyed. Like, it was very endearing. I think that was one of like my favorite parts of the movie.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're wrapping up here. I guess
we should play Mad City, though.
We should, but I guess it's really just my time to say that this has been Unboxed, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening. Shout out to Mom, Dad, and Rithik if you're listening. And Patty, if you're listening. I don't know if you are. I'm just covering all my bases.
If Pyros and Crips all got along, they probably got me down by the end of the song. Seem like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear yak, yak,
yak, yak. Man down, where you from, nigga? Fuck who you know, where you from, my nigga? Where your grandma stay, huh, my nigga? This mad city I run, my nigga.
Brace yourself, I take you on a trip down memory lane. This is not a rapper, I'm slinking crack or moon cocaine. This is cul-de-sac and plenty cognac and major pain. Not the drill sergeant, but the stress that weighing on your brain. It was me, El Boogie, yeah, yeah, YG Lucky. Ride down Rosecrans, it got ugly. Waving your hand out the window, check yourself. Warriors and coldness, hope euphoria can slow dance with society. The driver seat, the first one to get killed. Seen a light-skinned nigga with his brains blown out at the same burger stand with same gout. Now this is not a tape recorder saying that he did it, but ever since that day I was looking at him different. That was back when I was 9. Joey packed a 9, pack a stand on every porch is fine. We adapt to crime, pack a van with 4 guns at a time. With the sliding door, fuck it's up, fuck you shooting for. If you ain't walking up, you fucking punk. Picking up